Hello, and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. This is Let Out Your Meows, but three things before I dive right in here. One, if you'd like to meet with me and work with me in person, you would like a seat at Brave, which is happening this September in Philadelphia, and that is at kristenkelp.com/brave. If you're like, no, I need more of you, you can work with me through 6 months with two live retreats through Steer Your Ship. That's at kristenkelp.com/sys. And if you're like, Kristen, I can't afford either of those things, then I refer you to Patreon, which is at kristenkelp.com/community. For $8 a month, you get an extra podcast episode, just like this one, usually a little bit longer, poems that I have just written and haven't shared anywhere else, and a monthly call in which we talk about the podcast episode that just happened, and you can ask me absolutely anything about work, business, life, or anything in between. And that's at kristenkelp.com/community to join the Order of the Phoenix. So yeah, let's do this thing. This is Let Out Your Meows. I originally created this for a class for photographers. So there are like two specific references to photography, but in general, it applies to everyone in business. So if you're not in business, then this one's not for you. But otherwise, listen in. So I was teaching at a conference and I want to try an experiment. The premise is simple. Tell me something you believe to be unique to you in all of human experience. People look around awkwardly. I'm a little bit concerned that Ryan Gosling has just appeared in some kind of leprechaun form to do a tap dance on the shoes of each student because their boots are suddenly so interesting. The room is absolutely silent in the way only a classroom about to mutiny against a teacher can be. Years and years pass. Finally, a raised hand. Okay, great. What is unique to you in all of human experience? Sometimes I want to die. Wow, way to start off with a bang. Who else has had that feeling, I ask? Hands shoot up around the room. The secrets these peeps have tucked into that hollow place inside themselves have been seen, and suddenly they're not so scary. Suddenly, they're not alone. Volunteers for sharing are now plentiful. The list of unique-to-me universals goes on and on. People who hate their clients, people who can't stand some aspect of their bodies, people who feel the unbearable heaviness of being alive. For each careful revelation, there's a corresponding uprising of hands. Every single, I'm sure this only applies to me statement, is met with nothing but understanding by all the people in the room. It's working, I think. We're all united by the human condition. We all get to say me too to these statements. I think I'm a little bit brilliant. And then a tall blonde gentleman stands. He's clearly scared shitless and has the skittish look of someone who's got a massive secret on his shoulders. I ask him to tell me what's unique about him and all of humanity, and he says, I talk to my wife in meows. You know, like a secret language. Nope, I don't know. Oh, God. Mayday, 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 mayday. How did I ever think this was a good idea? What will I do when no one raises their hand for this guy? Stupid Kristen, you didn't even consider that someone could say something that isn't universal. Like, I have no poker face, so I'm sure the group sees my dismay. There's no way we have two meow talkers in the same room, right? I throw his statement to the group anyway. Anyone else talk to their partner in meows? A single hand shoots up in the front of the room. Yes, 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 we have two meow talkers in the room today. The first meow talker goes to sit by the second, and they launch into what I can only imagine is the best and most intimate conversation of their entire lives. What does this story have to do with you? If that guy can be brave enough to out this meow talk to a group of complete strangers, you can be brave enough to share your whole self with clients. When you're afraid that you can't take the shot, or you can take the shot but are scared to show it to clients. When you're obsessed with perfection and are bound up in how weird or wrong you'll get it if you even try. When you see other people's work in your head and try to recreate it. When you can't find a way to express your voice, and when you dread picking up your work materials. When all originality seems to have fled your work. When you're scrolling through social media and despair at your utter and complete lack of talent. That is when it is time to let out your meows. Get weird. Get weird in your posts, in your updates, and in your work itself. Admit to your likes, your dislikes, and your quirks. Tell people what you care about. And yes, that includes politics, movements, resistance, and organizing for a cause. Get weird in your work, too. If there are children present, they will be weird with you. Start dancing or meowing or jumping on the couch with genuine joy, and not a child in the room will be able to resist. If there aren't children present, don't be afraid to make an ass of yourself, or at least poke fun at yourself. Joy begets joy. Vulnerability begets vulnerability. There's no other way. Back to your work. You can preface your crazy ideas with nuggets like, "This might be weird, but," or "I have this crazy idea, want to hear it?" If you're feeling too vulnerable to announce the next step in your plan outright, those things can help. More often than not, at least the kids in the group, again, this is for family photographers, will say yes. Mothers who are dying to have a moment of happy family zen on camera will go along with you just to save themselves from the despair of a family photo quote-unquote failure. Fathers who hate everyone in the tri-state area will be distracted by their kids using them as a jungle gym or their partner making out with them as the kids run in circles and will give in to your plan despite themselves. Let out your meows. Throw leaves and jump in the pile instead of taking the posing in front of foliage shots. Risk making mothers-in-law and grandmothers unhappy with the final results. No stiff upper lips, no perfectly posed staring at the camera. How could you, the angry grandmother's rage? You don't have to care. Delete the photos you're not 300% proud of, even if it means you're only showing a family 18 images or something small like that. Include the quirky images you love but that you're sure your clients will reject. Do you like it? Is it interesting? Does it contain any meows? These questions will take your work to far more interesting places than, is it perfect? Will it get the most likes on Instagram? Is it sharp as a tack and perfectly exposed? The quirky, the weird, and the vulnerable bits that come out in your work are vital to your growth as an artist. When you stuff them, suppress them, or shut them down, your work loses its living elements. The work of every artist you admire is deeply and completely alive. I guarantee it. Alive is vulnerable. Alive is honest. Alive takes chances, and alive is growing. If you find that your work has stagnated, ask yourself when you last listened to that weird-ass, completely vulnerable meowing impulse. How have you incorporated your vision and your joy into your work? How have you consciously shaped a story that your client will probably but might not approve? How have you taken risks, and how can you continue to do so? How have you taken steps to stop hiding? In other words, how are you growing? Not learning from others growing, but experimenting with ideas growing. Not joining a Facebook group and copying techniques growing, but playing in your downtime growing. Not following a seven-step formula growing, but finding your voice growing. Not taking no chances and keeping a lid on your life growing, but making mistakes and tossing the majority of your work growing. Not seeking the next level growing, but steady exploration growing. That point when Meow Guy stood up and shared his secret, it was vulnerable, it was scary, and it was deeply alive. Your work can't be any of those things if you are not any of those things. Again, your work cannot be vulnerable, risk-taking, and deeply alive if you are not vulnerable, risk-taking, and deeply alive. So let out your meows, let your heart be seen, even when you can't guarantee that a corresponding heart will meet it in the front row. Risk being the one to go first, to be weird and alive, and please promise to enjoy the ways your work shapeshifts and surprises you when you do. As always, I would love to hear your feedback, k@kristenkelp.com, and I would love for you to join my fantastic and wonderful Patreon community, the Order of the Phoenix, which is at kristenkelp.com/community or at patreon.com/kkalp. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know how you're going to let out your meows in the days and weeks to come. I will catch you next week, and I wish you all of the letting out of all of the meows between now and then. Have a good one.